or thoughtful? 100% emotional. And let me tell you, when we've done a poor job, when you're finished with your presentation, they're going to say, let me what? You've been there before. Let me think about it. Oh, let me talk to my. Or let me talk to my. I need to. Oh, you guys have been there too. I love this. Let me pray. All of that is because you didn't create enough emotion. And emotion can be created if you follow those 9 points. So basic training, 24-hour rule, invitation, edification, meeting conduct. Once they've got that, everyone goes through that. Once they've got that, then you push them into the advanced training. Advanced training is when you teach them how to speak like a professional, not how to speak like me, not how to speak like Tommy, not how to speak like Dr. Corey, not how to speak like my lovely wife, not how to speak like Barb, not how to speak like Mr. Chris, not how to speak like these people. No, we want you to speak like you. We don't need you to speak like somebody else. You can't speak like Scott. Is my boy Scott here? I'm not sure if he was. You can't do what Scott does because God gave Scott stuff that's just for Scott. But God gave you stuff that is for you. Now, you may take some of Scott's style and spices and recipe, but you still need to bring you. Yes? So we at advanced training, people that are really interested, we put them through speaker training. And we go over the 4 pieces of speaker training. The MC, which has 4 points. The front half, 3 points. The back half, which has 3 points. And the close. And if you follow these points accordingly, the close is natural. I always get people to call me. Doc, I need for you to talk to someone. No, I can't talk to that person. Why? Because you need me to talk to that person. Need comes from fear. So therefore, there must be something going on that person may not want to hear what I have to say. And we're not in the business of persuasion. We're in the business of demonstration. Does that make sense? So we don't persuade anyone or we don't convince anybody. We just share a simple message called 90 for life. That's all we do. Yes. So therefore, in the close, I'm going to give you the secret to the close. Are you ready for the secret to the close? Put your hand right here, just like this. Everybody, put your hand right here, right here, right here. You got to put your right hand right here, right here. And then watch me. It's somewhat complicated, but everyone can do it. Watch. And then go from right here, everybody, from right here, and go like this. Okay, we're going to do it one more time. Everybody. Go from right here, go like this. Kind of get your shoulder into it a little bit. Give it more, show a little more commitment. Okay, and now this hand, it can rotate back if you want. Just give you a little more leverage, right? Come right here. Okay, on the count of three, ready, 1, 2, 3. Now do it a little bit faster, like a spear. Now make your face like, come on, this is natural. Very good. Now when you do that, say, cash or credit, ready? Oh, now we're going to try the words. Just everyone say, on the count of three, cash or credit, 1, 2, 3.
Cash.
Let's try one more time, 1, 2, 3.
Cash or credit.
Now one more time, 1, 2, 3. Now I'm going to complicate it. I'm going to put it both together right now, okay? So we're going to do the movement and say cash credit. 1, 2, 3.
Cash credit.
You all know how to close now. That's it. Corey, is that it? I said, and some of you have never done that. I know that. I know some of you are like this. When it's time, I see, oh my goodness, it makes me laugh. I see, when I'm about to close, I see the rookies are like this. They're not like this because I'm like amazing them. They're like this because they're afraid. Oh man, here it comes. Oh, okay, close. Oh, how did you like the presentation? No, you never ask them a question. You turn your seat around. You tap their knee. You tap their shoulder. You say, we're going to do this together. Cash or credit. That's it. Now, why do you tap the knee or tap the shoulder? Because you want to introduce a little neurolinguistic programming. You want to make that emotional connection. They're at a heightened state of emotion. You want to make them connect with you in a way that they don't even know they're connecting with you. You want them to believe in you. You can do that when you got someone at a crazy state of emotion and you tap their shoulder. That's a neurological response that they will always respond to you the same way. So that's why when someone's excited, you hug them. So when they see you again and you hug them, they get excited again. So when you say, all right, it's over. And now we say, cash or credit. Everybody do it again. Cash or credit. One more time. Cash or credit. Everyone's time. Cash or
credit.
Try it. Try it. Try it. I'm telling you, it works. I'm telling you, it works. We've brought in 2 years a little bit over 28,000 people. It works. I guarantee you. It works. And look, guess what? Guess what? We started off slow. Okay, because we were beat up. Some of you aren't beat up. We were beat down. Some of you may be beat up. Yes, you can do it faster than we can. Where the company is today to where it was 3 years ago, it's a different company. Yes or no?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
3 years ago, this was the convention. This was the convention 3 years ago. It's a way different company now. And it's going to continue to change and evolve. Don't think that it's going to stay like this. Don't, not even for 1 second. The way he said that in 18 months, we're going to come back and gather together in Salt Lake City. There will be 5,000-10,000 people in Salt Lake City. I promise you that. Yes. So prepare. Prepare. Okay, so after that, now that you've really, you know, you show commitment, now we bring you into what's called leadership. Okay? Now, the first part of leadership is understand how to learn. You have to understand. How many here do leadership? How do you verify that your audience is learning what you're teaching? You ask them questions. And what is the object of, what's the objective of asking questions? That's good, and that could possibly work in a small group. But when you have 150 people that come to your leadership, it would be kind of tough to do that with 150 people because it would take like 3 hours. Right? So can I give you a simple system to how to? Okay, very simple. There's one obstacle and three barriers to learning for everybody. There's one obstacle and three barriers to learning, everybody. The number one obstacle to learning is that people think that they know. That is what inhibits your learning process, is that people think that they know. See, the moment that you know that you don't know, you open yourself to learn. As long as that you think that you know, you can't learn anymore. See, if a cup is full, if this water is full, the only way for me to put new liquid into this water is to what? Is to empty what's in it. And in order for me to empty what's in it, we have to come to an awareness that you don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, we do that through a series of questions, okay? And once they know that they don't know, now they know that they can learn. Does that make sense? So that's the first step in basic leadership, is knowing that the people that you're speaking to have the ability to learn. Second is you introduce them into the philosophy, science, and art of multi-level marketing. I'll repeat this. You introduce them into the philosophy, science, and art of multi-level marketing. That is the triune. Philosophy, network marketing has a philosophy, it has a science, and it has an art. And you must master all three in order for you to be able to do leadership and give leadership to others. The next piece is you must introduce them to leadership. Very simple. What is leadership? Raise your hand. No Spartan. What is leadership? One word. Sir, or what leadership? No Spartan. No Spartan. Huh? No Spartan. Action. Serving. Example.